You are what you eat. Amen?
Amen.
My last point tonight, I'm going to take my seat, is that you can be religious and still be carnal. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 says, "For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there's among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Paul says the litmus test for those who truly love God and truly are maturing in God is that when I look in the midst of you, I see no confusion. He says, but when I look at you and I see nothing but confusion, that lets me know that you're still a spiritual baby. He said, yes, you're busy doing all types of works. You're busy actively impacting the neighborhood, the community, the city, but yet I still see confusion. He says, after every event, there has to be a cleanup. There can never be an event without having to be a cleanup. There always have to be a time when those in leadership have to go patch people up because somebody got stabbed, shot. Some even killed, had to be resurrected at the hands of other believers. I'm not talking about Beulah, I'm talking about the church, amen? So don't say, Pastor came over here and talked about us. No, I'm talking about the church. Am I in the text? All right, I just want to make sure I'm in the text. I don't want y'all spreading no rumors about me. An anemic understanding of being a disciple of Christ, listen to this, an anemic understanding of being a disciple of Christ will present Christian growth and development as an option and not a requirement. Paul at Corinth found that it was easy to tell who was spiritual from those who were carnal. And he dealt with this throughout the book of Corinthians, from 1 Corinthians to 2 Corinthians. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20, he says, "For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that you shall be found unto such as you would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, strife, backbiting, whispers, swellings, and tumults among you." He says, when I look at the church, even after my last visit, here it is. Confusion, wrath, and you say you're mature. You say you love God. You on your way to heaven. What Paul did was Paul tied spiritual maturity not to activities, but to the character and attitude of the believer. We could find this out when we look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is this." And this is what you and I should be displaying, not on the outside, but on the inside, because what's on the inside should permeate and be exercised on the outside. See, we've learned how to disguise our outward activity without dealing with our inward messy hearts. In other words, we learn how to be religious and stay carnal. We know when to say amen. We know what time to show up. Amen, somebody. We know how to serve. But if we don't, but if it's not our way, then it's the highway. This is for them folk, ain't it? Them folk ain't here. This is good for them. Y'all make sure y'all take good notes. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." This is what you and I should be displaying on a daily basis, not just Sunday morning, not just revival. Are y'all hearing me? Not just when we think somebody's looking. It should be our normal, everyday character. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, 17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And if I'm a new creature, I should display new behavior, not based on outward, but what's going on in the inside of me. And new creation is something that's evolving. I'm becoming more like Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm becoming more like Christ. The display of Christ should be evident through my nature, through my actions. based on what's in my heart. This person is mature. On the contrary, though, those who display jealousy and strife, then the deeds of the flesh are evident. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. I saw a lot of that here at Beulah when I was a little kid. It just hit me. Y'all pray for me. Am I in the Word? Just as long as I'm in the Word, I'm all right, eh? Amen. Adultery, fornication. Oh, Lord. I'm getting a little hot up here. Pray for me, Sister Nancy. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, various emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And Paul said, this is what I see in the church: that's speaking in tongues, that's laying on of hands, that's gifts of healings and gifts of prophecy. I see all of this in the church that's busy with the charisma, but yet have no love. You know what it says to me? That immature Christians look a lot like non-Christians. And what happens is, prolonged immaturity creates self-doubt and extended dependence on someone pacifying you and giving you what you want instead of giving you what you need, and create a culture of codependent leaders who pacify your problems because they don't want to offend you. So Paul says, what we should do is acknowledge and then repent. Are y'all hearing me tonight? So my word to you tonight, I'm going to end right there. My word to you tonight, as the Church of Jesus Christ and what God is doing here, He's doing some wonderful things here, but don't you get in the way by not growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. If I can go there, let me go to James chapter 1. Amen. Let me go to James chapter 1. It might be quick on my iPad. Let me see here. James chapter 1. Amen. Go there with me if you have your Bibles. Don't put your Bibles up. I'm going to end with this right here. Hallelujah.